Letters to Daniel, Volume 4, Letter 210, Vision, Jesus the Cornerstone. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2013, in the ninth month, on the 28th day of the ninth month.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Come on, every voice.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone.
Dear Dan, a few days ago Jesus came in the spirit into my bedroom and said to me in the presence of angels Gabe and Gabriella, "Pay close attention over the next few days. Today in the hours after I woke up and while I was in my office at my computer, Jesus came again in the spirit and brought me into his vision. I was taken to a church classroom, which was large enough to be the size of two classrooms. In a darkened corner, Jesus was seated in a chair that reminded me of a throne, but was also just a plain old chair. Both he and the chair were a little larger than what would be normal for that environment. As I looked, I saw toward the front of the room a large group of young people. They were laughing and joking with one another in the happiness of Christ, but they were unaware of Jesus sitting in the back corner in his teacher's chair, observing. But I saw everything, both Jesus seated at the back of the room, and the group of students standing at the front of the room. The students continued to just stay at the front, being real happy and having a good time. Then I knew what Jesus wanted, and in anguish I came and fell at his feet. He lowered himself to his knees and as he was doing so became normal in size, relative to the room and myself. He knelt with me, put his head next to mine and hugged my neck. This was the end of the vision. Then I began to experience both in the spirit and in the natural a great pain in my chest. It felt like something had been removed and there was a gaping hole. I asked Angel Gabe what this was. He answered by saying, "Jesus has removed a burden he gave to you years ago, to give you a new burden for his children. These are they who know the power of God, but do not know his scriptures. Jesus is sending us into his body, to bring reconciliation between those who emphasize the scripture, and those who emphasize the power of God. Do you remember the word I used to tell you? You are an apostle of peace, and a prophet of love. Now this word will be tested. It occurred to me as I was writing this letter that I need to modify how I have treated the written records of the dreams and visions the Lord has given me. Somehow, I need to find a way to embed the dreams and vision into the letters to Daniel. Right now they are separate. The Lord wants them to become united as one. This letter is the beginning of that process. The other day at work, as I was reflecting on these things, I said to Angels Gabe and Gabriella that it seemed as though Satan was trying to rip off the warp nacelles from the Starship Enterprise, meaning that I was the Enterprise, and Gabe and Gabriella were the nacelles. Satan was trying to separate me from God's love, and destroy the unique relationship the Lord has gifted to Gabriella, Gabe and me. And just now Gabriella said that Satan had thrown everything he had at me, and at us, at G6, since I started there until just the other day when he fled completely according to scripture. As I write this letter, I find myself feeling almost as weak as I did after my stay at Harborview Hospital, and during the day of 7, when I needed to have angels stand with me inside my body. The difference now is that the presence of the Word has become complete in my heart and soul. And because of this, my spirit man has matured to the point where angels simply cannot fit anymore. See footnote. I have grown to maturity in Christ, to where my spirit man completely fills the tent of my body. Still, the angels stand with me in all things, and even more so as they minister the healing touch of the Father and the Son, as I am being made well and begin to gear up for the next war. Perhaps in other letters, I can describe more of these most recent things. It's as if a fiber optic cable from heaven was let up and a huge amount of data was streamed into my heart. Right now I don't have the capacity to transmit, only to receive. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. That is, they don't fit in my physical body anymore. There are other dimensions to believers where they can fit.
Stand, sisters.